Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Netivot Shalom calls the month of Nisan the Chodesh Shel Ahavat Hashem, a month in which there is an outpouring of love to us from Hashem. And on Pesach, we are supposed to feel that love even more. Regarding Pesach, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Vimino Tehabekeni, that Hashem's right hand, Kaviyachol, is hugging us. The entire Shir HaShirim is filled with descriptions of the love between us and Hashem. And on Pesach, after we finish the Seder, we are supposed to read Shir HaShirim in order to feel that love. Hashem loves us and wants us to know it. I heard a beautiful mashal about a king who was searching for a new bride. One day, as he was riding on his chariot through a town of peasants, he saw a woman, and he went over to speak to her. He saw that she was so refined and had all the qualities he wanted in a wife. So he told her, I want you to be my queen. She couldn't believe what she just heard. She was just a poor peasant. She went back with the king to her house, and she told her parents, I'm becoming the new queen. They were ecstatic, and they told the king, please sit down with us and have a meal to celebrate. The king replied, I want to marry your daughter right away. I don't want to wait another minute. Please, let us go on our way. But the parents insisted that the king stay for just one meal, so he agreed. They told him to have a seat in the living room while his future mother-in-law prepared the meal. She decided to make fresh bread. While she was mixing the flour with the water, the king came into the kitchen and he asked, is the food ready yet? I really want to go. She responded, please, give me a few minutes. I just got started. 5 minutes later, while she's kneading the dough, the king barged in again and asked, is the food ready? Again she said, please, give me some more time, it's almost done. 10 minutes later, the king came into the kitchen once again, and he said, I can't wait anymore. I want to marry your daughter. Whatever it is, it is. He opened the oven, he took out the half-baked bread, and he put it on the table. They ate quickly, and the king took his bride back to the palace and made a grand wedding. About a year later, the couple got into a little argument, and the king then said to his wife, do you remember where you came from? You were just a peasant. I lifted you up. I made you into royalty. Never forget that. The queen was a very smart woman. She went up to her room, and she opened a knapsack and took out a piece of that half-baked bread which she saved from the meal that they made the year before to celebrate their engagement. She brought the bread to the king and she showed it to him. She said, do you remember this? Do you remember how badly you wanted to marry me? You couldn't even wait for this bread to bake. And the king said, you're right, I forgot, I'm sorry. The nimshal is, we don't always act the way we're supposed to. But Hashem tells us, I want you to remind me, Kaviyachol, of how badly I wanted you to be my bride. Hashem took us out of Egypt, Bechipazon, in a haste. He wanted us so much, He didn't even allow enough time for our dough to rise. And on Pesach, Hashem tells us, please take out that matzah, the symbol of my love to you, and eat it with joy. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be able to fulfill the mitzvot of the night properly and feel Hashem's love and kindness. Wishing everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.